Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Not only hot, but steamy. In the 90s, that's where we're headed this morning. Good time to open up. Real quick, the window world of Boston WEEI weather smoke window and take a peek outside. Okay, Curtis, what do you see out there today?
Gorgeous. I would highly recommend if you're up and you're like, oh, should I go get some exercise outside? Go outside. It is beautiful right now. Absolutely perfect, right? 65 degrees in Boston, going up to 90 this afternoon. Where we're headed, Old Orchard Beach, Maine, it is currently 60 degrees, beautiful sunshine, 80 is the high this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, if you're joining us at the Brunswick Hotel in Old Orchard Beach, not Brunswick, Maine, it's going to be cloudy in the mid to upper 60s over the course of our program.
Okay,
and then Saturday for the Greg Hill Foundation Cornhole Tournament, it is going to be a little bit better today. It's looking like the 60s. And minimal rain.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the annual beach cornhole tournament is rain or shine, and we've been doing it for a long time up there. And so I cannot wait to see all of you, whether it is tonight at the Cowbell for pregame or tomorrow morning at the Brunswick or Saturday for the beach cornhole tournament. And you could get an entire house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. And should be good. Game tip tonight is 8:30, so we will watch that with you at the Cowbell. And then traditionally, at least Wiggy and I end up going back and watching the second half at the Brunswick. So, and, you know, normally it's the Celtics, but unfortunately that didn't go as planned. So it should be, I listened to a little bit of Adam Silver yesterday, Curtis, talking about the ratings for the finals and suggesting that if it were the NFL and it was Green Bay and it was the Packers and another small market team.
Steelers is what he said.
Yeah, he say Steelers.
Yeah.
Everybody would be over the top excited about it. So there's some kind of hate for the NBA or something is what Adam Silver
Well, there's a difference when it comes to the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers versus Oklahoma City and the Indiana Pacers.
And the Indiana Pacers,
If you had superstars, and I know SGA's a superstar.
He is. But I feel MVP.
But I feel like those, I don't know, maybe, you know, those superstars that like have, because he's kind of like Tatum, he doesn't have that like flash around him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and then you got the Pacers where it's Halliburton and those guys. It's not like it's LeBron versus KD, you know. And I think, you know, you, that's what it misses when you don't have in the mind of everybody else like the superstar, not just on the court, but has some of that little drama off the court.
Are you still calling gentlemen sweep on this?
Yeah, I think so. OKC's tough. You brought up SGA. He is the MVP. He's been playing lights out. It's going to be tough for Indiana to, you know, I think even come close in this series.
Okay, all right.
Is this like Revenge of Canada in the finals? You have the first hockey team from Canada winning its cup possibly since 93, and SGA's from Canada, best player in the NBA finals. Take that, DJT.
We are going to talk baseball with Kevin Millar coming up at 7:20 this morning. And then we will get to They Said It, which is a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday at 7:45. And the news with Courtney at about 8 on this morning's show, including an incident of public bagpipe playing rage, which led to violence in Texas. So that is coming up on this morning's
show.
Weird
place for bagpipes to be played. What, Texas?
Texas? Well, yeah, you don't
big Irish that population?
Bagpipes are beautiful anywhere.
Right, but I thought it was like more of like, you know, an Irish
it is
type.
Yeah.
I think there was
Irish
a giant,
or Scottish.
I don't want to correct you, but Courtney, I believe the bagpipes are more Scottish than they are.
Well,
Irish.
Big Scottish population in Texas?
By the way, when we play Truth or Fraudulent tomorrow morning, which we're going to play on Maine related facts with you and the listeners at the Brunswick, some geography in there. I know it's not your strong suit, but I hope I have good questions for tomorrow for Truth or Fraudulent.
I feel like I'm pretty good with geography. That is a little bit more of my strength. The history stuff, I don't know much about.
Now that we're at the midpoint roadshow season-wise, Curtis, can Ken be a little less stingy with the Seaport Connect Greg Hill Show roadshow trucker hats, please?
He only does two a show
or something. I don't know what he's saving them for.
Yeah, it's the only part of Ken's life where he's conservative. But
it could be like the Marriott points, Ken saving them for himself.
Could be.
He sells them out of the back of the Honda.
I mean, it's possible.
Well, yeah, you could sell those things pretty good, though. Yeah, I mean, he probably makes some good money on those hats.
Hello, cool cats.
So we will get a special Maine 207 area code edition of Truth or Fraudulent with Wiggy and you tomorrow morning at the Brunswick. And we'll get everything going at bright and early at 6 a.m. tomorrow on the back deck at arguably America's greatest beach bar, the Brunswick. So
I thought when you said
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
207, as I'm looking at the roadshow hat, I thought you were going to stitch that on the hat on the side when you said that.
Oh.
I was like, that's pretty cool.
We should do that next year for every road show.
Like, right. I was like,
put the area code on.
Yeah, like in
that's
little,
cool.
Like little stitching next to the I was like, that's gonna be really cool.
Like how you have your Super Bowl number.
Yeah,
year number.
When you said that, I was like, oh man, that's cool.
On the Subaru of New England text line, 781 text, speaking of being halfway through the year, who is the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to flex days? And I think it's the guy who's
Shime.
The guy Captain Flex who is taking
I don't know. Yeah. I think Courtney might still be leading.
Really?
No, I wouldn't say that.
I haven't taken a Flex day in quite some time. Right. I have a good chunk coming up in July. You know, even through illness, my ass has been in this seat. So I would say we're neck and neck.
I'll ask Ken. We'll get an updated tally during the show.
Okay.
Cool.
I would say he's a little bit ahead of you, though. Because he's been hammering them out.
Well, either way.
No
it's like
way.
A day here.
No, you went to Maryland.
But in the beginning of the year, I took more than he did.
Exactly.
So.
All right. She had a head start.
Okay.
We're probably close.
My grandfather also died, so thank you.
Rest in peace. I'm sorry.
Yep, thank you.
978 text. Kevin Millar, regular guest on the old show. Correct, Greg? Yes.
All
Kevin
right.
Millar was our Red Sox guy. I will. We bitch and moan.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to athletes who are not good people, I will tell you this about Kevin Millar. Breece Hill was probably, I don't know, 7 years old. And I took him to a game. Kevin Millar brought him out on the field pregame.
Oh, wow.
Played a little catch with him, Breece and his buddy. One of the brought him around, introduced him to everybody. One of the all-time great human beings, Kevin Millar. Curtis.
That team is, I could literally talk 04 Sox from now until the day I died and be perfectly happy. When we were at Fenway in January for Ken and Curtis, sitting with David Ortiz for a half hour and just going over that team, what they went through, like, there will never, I mean, one thing I look forward to talking to Kevin about is, does he laugh when he hears players past the 04 team talk about how hard a place it is to play, considering what they had. And the Millar story in and of itself, coming from Japan, where he was under contract, he tried to come back to the United States. Theo in the Netflix docuseries Come Back talked about how they kind of didn't follow the rules and other teams were pissed, but they got Millar, and then he became one of the catalysts for the comeback.
That was a good team, and they had talent on that team. Man,
you can watch this show on Twitch, and you can participate in the Twitch chat. And I see John in the car with a comment, and it's all caps, so it must be very important.
All right.
And it says, LOL, he was nice to my kid, so he's very nice. Well, that's really the only perspective I have on Kevin Millar. I don't know whether he was nice to your child or not.
Right.
I was merely sharing my own experience with Kevin Millar.
Right. Usually what people do.
I have no idea. I don't spend a lot of time running around checking to see how he is to your children.
Yeah, you got to be careful because, I mean, look at poor Roman Anthony. We now know that he's a dink because he got...
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys had the story on him the other day of getting wheeled out.
Just because you were late coming in because you ran out of gas and didn't have an opinion on this doesn't mean that you could keep bringing it up.
Yeah, but I was listening, you know, and I
think if you were here...
I was yelling at the radio disagreeing, like, wait a second, this guy, you know... And Courtney called him a dink.
I said it was a dink move.
And then we had some person reach out to us and like, yeah, he treated my kid poorly and forget about it. It's all downhill for him.
All right, let's get started with some leads here, Sean.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Sean, that is Kiss in Detroit Rock City. And leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruOfNewEngland.com and get yourself a new Subaru. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Greg. So last night was game one of the Stanley Cup Final, and there was one young gentleman who was very intently watching this game. His name is Drew Hirschman, and he currently has a bet slip that is worth $270,000 if he wins on a $13 bet.
Oh.
To win this bet, he needs the Oilers and the Thunder to win their respective titles.
Mm.
He came one step closer last night as the Oilers ended up coming from behind and winning in overtime. And so before the game started, there was a $97,000 cash out offer on this $13 bet. So I proposed the question to the room. What would it take for you to cash out, or are you letting it ride?
No, I'm cashing out. $97,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, $13?
On a $13 bet, I think I would probably cash out, too.
You said it was 200,000?
270,000 is the maximum you can win.
93, I'm in.
Yeah, 97.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm good.
And after the Oilers win, I can only imagine it's going to be over 100, probably close to 105 is my guess now at minimum. I would take that in a heartbeat.
It is a great, like the bet that he has to have the Oilers and Oklahoma City, it is tempting because they're both the favorites. It is very tempting to let it ride, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be tempted.
Heavy favorites, especially Oilers being up one now. They're a bigger favorite than they were before game one. And then the Thunder are massive, massive favorites.
And we always talk about how difficult it is to repeat in sports. And Florida trying to do that against the same team who they beat last year. I don't know. It's very tempting.
The Celtics were a heavy favorite, too. And look how that looks. Take the 93. Get out.
I have a $74 payout on you hitting over a buck every round this weekend in Michigan.
Nice. There you go. That's a decent shape. We'll see. We'll see how I feel out on the course, you know? You never know.
What are you hoping to shoot? Round one out there.
Round one, I would like to shoot I think I said yesterday, 98 would be nice. Keep it under a hundo.
Okay.
That'd be good.
What is your handicap?
I don't know. I haven't calculated it.
What? You golf in a league all the time? Everybody that golfs a lot has a handicap.
He said it was in the 80s or something.
No, there's a specific number.
Last year I think Curtis, I've only played two rounds this year.
Right, you base it off of last year.
But do you have a gin number or no?
No, I don't have an actual. Okay. I don't have the USGA. I'm not going to pay for an app, Greg. Come on now. I have a free app that gives it to me. I maxed out last year, I think it was 15.9.
There's no way you were 15.
I mean,
the longer the explanation, the further from the truth.
There wasn't even a long explanation.
You just spent 5 minutes getting to that.
Because you were asking questions,
It's a simple question. Everybody that golfs, I don't. Right. Everybody that golfs knows their GIN number.
Yeah, it is shocking, Sean. That's shocking.
Yeah. I'm cheap. I don't pay for it out.
I love
what you
the golf. They probably have free. What the hell is a GIN number?
It was 20 a day.
All right, that's what I'm saying.
Well, the handicap is how two golfers can play each other fairly if one is more skilled.
Okay.
Greg, correct me if I'm wrong. If you're going golfing this weekend with these great partners from Michigan.
Yeah.
The first question they ask on the first tee.
What's your handicap?
Right?
Yeah.
And if you're in a golf league, wouldn't that be prerequisite?
Do you need an app to know your GIN number? Can you just know it based off?
I mean, you can keep track of it yourself.
You're a numbers guy.
There's a formal way to keep track of it. So if you belong to a club or you're somebody who plays a lot, then the U.S. Golf Association will allow you to keep a handicap, and that is generally the preferred form if two guys, two ladies are playing a match. Then they can pull out their card and show each other what their handicap is.
And a great point by JC Inc. in the Twitch chat. Imagine what Shime would be saying if Rory answered this way about his handicap. Mm-hmm.
Rory's a dink, though. That's
Shime, thank you. You got to go, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving in 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, you got some time.
Yeah.
Right. We will get to more leads next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.